Hi, this is Michaela from customer support. How may I assist you?
Yes, this is Robert Deutsch speaking. This is regarding an unauthorized purchase your company has made on my credit card. I need to have that charge reversed. If you won't do it for me, then my bank will have to do it for me. There was an original charge I made with the company on December 7th for $9.97 based on an offer you had made for a stealth drone, which I had been offered to pay the shipping charge and just the shipping charge to purchase this drone. I authorized that charge for the $9.97. Subsequent to that, I now realize you are trying to defraud me because I received another charge for $67.32 from you. That's a pending charge. These both charges need to be reversed immediately. Are you going to be able to assist me with this?
I can take a look into it for you. I would first have to have the account up to see exactly what's going on. Could you provide me with your zip code?
33317.
Okay, your name was Robert. What was the last name again?
The last name is Deutsch. I'll spell it. D-E-U-T-S-C-H.
Okay, one second. Okay, I believe this is you here. Could you verify the address for me?
7410 Southwest 4th Street, Plantation, Florida, zip 33317.
Okay, gotcha. Thank you for that. So I do see here where, you know, that Stealth Elite drone was offered to you as a gift. You initially just paid shipping and handling to get that item. However, if you reviewed the terms, it also informs you that by accepting that Stealth Elite drone, you're also enrolled into a membership to the Consumer Gadgets Club, which you can decline. You would have to contact us within 72 hours from ordering that Stealth Elite drone to decline the membership as well as prevent being billed. If you don't call in, it does assume you want to be a part of that membership. They do award you a $125 gift voucher you can use for that as that membership, but there is a monthly membership fee of $67.32.
No, this is the fraudulent charge, ma'am. I was not informed of that. If there was some fine print that I was not made aware of, then that's possible that you had done this to me. I did not agree to any other charges in the purchase of that drone other than the shipping charge that I agreed to. If you will refuse to reverse that charge and the $67.32 or whatever the exact amount was, I will do this. I will reverse both charges with my bank account. So I'm giving you the request to reverse both charges and to cancel any assumed membership that I did not agree to at this moment and immediately. Will you be able to do that for me or not?
So I did go ahead and cancel out the account, so you're not billed again in the future.
No,
I want
this account to be, this particular billing to be reversed, ma'am.
If you please allow me to speak, I can further assist you, sir.
All right. You finish what you have to say, and then you'll hear what I have to say. Thank you.
Yes, sir. So I did cancel out the account, as canceling does prevent you from being billed anything in the future. We do have to inform that basically when you're filing a dispute on charges like these, the way disputes work, the banking institutions do investigations. They contact the company. We inform them of our terms. They verify all the information on the account. And if it does, in fact, match the customer, the charge will be deemed as valid. I do understand that you may have not viewed the terms and conditions, but that does not make the charge fraudulent. It just means you didn't read the terms. We can offer you a 50% refund of that charge as a courtesy.
No, I want a full refund. I did not agree to that. I did not sign any implied agreement except for the purchase of the withdrawn based on the shipping charge agreement that you made. You're trying to defraud me. Again, I'm going to ask you if you will refund the $67 charge to this membership program, which I did not agree to immediately. If not, then I will go through my other banking channel to have the charge reversed.
Okay, I'll have to speak to someone and see if there's something we can do, because as stated, it is a valid charge.
If you didn't review
the terms, that doesn't make it invalid. You don't
okay, you're,
sign
you're
terms
engaging
for an online
in a fraudulent
order.
Operation here, and I will call the Tucson, Arizona Better Business Bureau and report you unless you reverse this charge.
If you give me just a second
I'm
to reach out
you.
To someone, I can further assist you. I've heard your request, but I have to reach out to someone because it's not
you
that's outside of our protocol.
Anyone you want, okay?
Okay.
But
could
I'm
you give me just a moment, please?
Line. Thank you.
Okay, thank you for your patience. So I was authorized to go ahead and fully refund that charge for you as a courtesy. We do advise in the future when placing orders online to be sure to read the terms and conditions. We do also have a confirmation number just confirming that your account was canceled out and that you'll be refunded that amount if you would like to take that confirmation number down for your records.
All right, go ahead.
That number is C as in Charlie, 263. 250-441.
I'll repeat that number back to you. C as Charles, 263-250-440.
I'm sorry, no, 441 instead of zero.
Oh, but you gave me a zero, so I shall correct
yes,
that.
So,
one.
Yes, so 263-250-441.
All right, now, when will I be able to verify that this charge has been recredited to my credit card? How soon?
Well, typically, refunds may take 3 to 5 business days. That's dependent upon your banking institution. Sometimes they have it in there sooner than that, but we typically say up to 3 to 5 business days.
All right. Now, the original charge for $9.95, is that included in the reversal?
Well, that was a shipping charge. Your Stealth Elite drone has already shipped out, so you should be receiving that item soon, regardless of the $67.32 we refunded, as that was a membership fee. But the $9.97 you were billed for was for the shipping for the Stealth Elite drone.
All right. So you're saying that this was shipped, and then I would need to follow that with a question, too. I have not received any written form, in other words, any email regarding this purchase confirmation from you. I don't have a tracking number, and I don't know that what you're telling me is true. So I need from you some more information about the drone that you say has already been shipped. Are you able
I do
to
have
provide
a tracking number for you.
You have a tracking number?
Yes, sir.
Okay, then please give me that, and which conveyor is it? FedEx, UPS, or?
It's USPS, so your regular mailing service.
Okay, please give it to me. I'm ready.
It is 9274.
Yes.
8903.
Mm-hmm. 1843. 6300. 1761. 28. Oh, my goodness. Let me repeat that back to you, please.
Okay.
9274-8903-1843-6300-176128.
Correct. And I see that it was in transit as of the 11th, so it should be being delivered most likely tomorrow or sometime this week. But you can see that as well on the USPS tracking page.
Yeah, I was just about to go there now and ask you to hold while I
confirm that. Okay, no problem.
Okay, let me do that. It's going to take me a second. I got to put the phone down and enter the wrong number on my USPS page. So can you stand by for just a second?
Yes, sir.
All right. Okay, I think it just came up with a return here. Just a minute. It seems to be a legitimate tracking number. It departed the shipping facility in Austell, Georgia. Does that ring a bell? Is that a shipper that you normally use?
Yes, I see that it's in transit. You should be able to see December 11th, 848, Austell, Georgia. It's not yet as of out for delivery. I see it departed the shipping partner facility.
It just says on its way now, but it does appear to be a legitimate shipping tracking number. So I will. I'm sorry.
I say yes, sir. It is legitimate. We're aware.
Okay, then. Then I won't dispute the 995 charge, 997. As this was part of the original understanding I entered into with you. And I'm going to be monitoring my account for the next, 3 to 5 days, whatever you said, to see if the $67 and change billing is going to be reversed. If not, I will take further action, as I had mentioned earlier. If it is, in fact, true that you have reversed the charge and canceled the membership, and I will not report you to the Arizona Better Business Bureau. I do hope you're sincere about that reversal you said has been made.
Yes, sir. I provided you a confirmation number. Was there anything else? And if you have any issues in the future, you can give us a call. But as stated, the account was canceled out and you were fully refunded. Your confirmation number was the number I provided to you.
Yeah, that confirmation number is a number that is internal to your company, or is that something the bank would have a record of?
That's the confirmation number that it provides to us when we cancel out your account.
Oh, okay.
If you want to contact your bank in maybe about 3 days and confirm whether or not they got the refund, you could do that. But
it will show up on the refund probably as the confirmation number. I'm asking you, that number is something you generate. Or is that something a credit card gave you, the credit card company, Visa?
No, sir. That's a confirmation of your cancellation, that the account was canceled out.
Okay. So that's a number you generated. I just want to know for my own personal
reason. Well, I don't generate it, but the system generates it. Yes, sir.
I meant that by you. I meant the company. Growing. Is it called Growing Appliances Innovations? Is that the company?
Well, the company you ordered the Stealth Elite drone from was Selected Premier Discount Support. This is a third-party call center. We help assist with over 400 companies.
Oh, so, okay, I see that. All right, I understand now. All right, well, I appreciate your assistance, and I'll be monitoring your account to make sure that the news that you gave me was indeed be processed. Thank you for your time.
My pleasure. Thank you for contacting us. You have a great night.
You too. Good night.